Hey, my name's Will. I play in the Woolly Leaves, Constantines, and the Lifeless Souls. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Nothing changed.
Still morning.
Okay, good morning, folks. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, 11 o'clock on your dials. It's time for the CFRC Live Sessions. I'm your host, Rue, and we're joined today by a Kingston local band called Garvin Brothers. Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hey, how are you doing?
How are you doing this fine morning?
That's we're a great good, morning to be here.
Okay, let's introduce you guys to any listeners who may not know who you guys are. So how did the band start? Who's in the band? What sort of music do you make?
My name is Micah Garvin. This is
Sean Garvin.
We're the brothers.
I'm a friend of theirs through school. We met. I mean, Ethan Crosby.
And this is Jeff Garvin.
I'm Jeff Garvin.
Yeah. The oldest brother.
I met Ethan through school, kind of through our high school production, and of Greece, and then we kind of just one day I was like, I want to start a band, and it had started with just me and my brother doing acoustic stuff. He had always played drums and other bands around Kingston, so I was just like, this is kind of perfect. And I was trying to find someone to play bass, and me and Ethan had kind of hit it off and became good friends. So yeah, he happened to play bass, so yeah, it was it all just kind of came together nicely, and we've been trying to...
Yeah, I remember the text message I got where it's like, do you know anyone who plays bass? And I was like, well, I do. Sorry, I mean, I do play bass is what I meant to say.
Oh, I know him. He's me.
Yeah, that's exactly... That's like, actually, I do know a guy. Me. Yeah, and from there on, it kind of just worked out first go.
A little bit further from there, the brothers started out sort of... hosting open mics around town, and they started to gain a little bit of popularity at the open mics. I remember a couple of times where there was like a lineup outside a Spearhead on a Friday night, and then they started to get asked to, hey, do you guys want to maybe perform on a different day and perform, you know, for a longer period of time? And
that's always the first step up, yeah, when you go from open mics to actually being booked.
Yeah. So that was sort of where the whole idea with the band sort of started to also come along, I think. So
I would say, yeah, it started out with open mics. We before we even really became known as the Garvin Brothers, I would go to like Spearhead and places like that with and Musiki places, with more so Spearhead, with my keyboard, and I would just knock out a couple tunes at the open mic, and then, you know, me and my brother had always kind of like jammed out together because he was the guitarist and I was the singer, and we entered a contest in Belleville. It was called Kids Got Talent, and we ended up winning that, and it was we also gained some traction from that. But as of recently, we've been really focusing on the full band, and we've been getting some good opportunities. It's been fun.
And I guess what makes you guys different as a band is that you're kind of a family band in a way, because you've got two brothers in the band, you've got your dad in the band, and a friend who I think you have described as an almost brother anyhow.
I'd say I'm a brother from another.
I was going to say the same thing.
Sorry, stealing your line. I didn't read the name beside the line.
It's okay.
So that's an interesting dynamic to have in the band, right? Like, what's it like then playing live, and then, like, you know, you go home and it's the same kind of group of people and all, like, how does it work out for you guys?
It can be challenging, but it can also, you know, it adds this, like, a lot of bands, it adds this, they have to text each other and message each other to talk about, you know, oh, this is happening. We just have to message Ethan. We can sit down, have dinner every night or whatever, and, you know, just talk.
We'll see
about
the rest of the band for dinner.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, half the time he's over anyway.
Yeah.
I'm waking up at their house, but it is easier to have creative differences when it's your family. It's easier to disagree with someone.
For sure.
You know, but. But yeah, there's good things about that too, though.
And, like, musically, I feel like there are a lot of cohesive points, though, so it's not all differences, because when I listen to your music, I'm hearing touches of, like, classic rock, some sort of psychedelic rock, in the music that you've played us today, at least. So, like, talk to me a little bit about kind of the influences of the band, because you've gone from, you know, covering songs from a certain period to then like deciding that this is how you guys as a band want to sound when you record your own music.
Well, I think that's where it gets interesting, is because mm-hmm. we all kind of have different influences. I know.
Well, you're...
So I would say my biggest influences as like a songwriter and musician would be like a good Kingston band, the Glorious Sons. I love the Black Crows and like just some good rock like that. But yeah, we all kind of have different taste in music, but I think that adds some like, I think that's...
gives us our own sound.
Exactly. Yeah. It kind of creates this... sound. So like I know these two grew up on like Green Day and like punk and like stuff like that, whereas
I've kind of transferred over more to less punk and more, I don't know, rock and blues. And I think one of my two biggest influences for guitar are probably Smashing Pumpkins and John Mayer, which are completely different. Like they don't even combine, but I think that also...
You find a way to bridge the gap.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I take influence from both of them separately and then kind of merge them together. So, yeah, and there's some other ones in there as well, like a lot of blues and, you know, 90s rock and, yeah.
We hear a bit of that on your first single for sure, which we're going to listen to in just a bit. So tell me a bit about this one. So this is also the first single that's coming out from your EP. And by the time people hear this, it's already out. People have been listening to it, loving it. Tell us a bit about the single.
So the single is called Walk Downtown. It's about Kingston, but you know, anybody can take that and listen to it and think about their downtown. And it's I wrote it kind of thinking about what the cost of living and like people how hard it can be. And it's kind of just like a cry, like saying, like, go walk downtown and like just like tell me what you see. Like there's like you're gonna meet some interesting people. And I wrote this song through like strange interactions and things like that. And it's just as much as it sounds like a happy song, it's if you really listen to it, you can hear some of those darker themes in it. But it's I think it has a good message to it, and I love it. It's my favorite of the ones. So
okay, let's listen to it and then we'll come right back here on CFRC.
Here's Walk Downtown.
Christina, we're lovers in a dream. In her past life, yeah, I was a friend. Yeah, you can see it in her eyes. Her real soul is dead. Now I don't know what she's on, but that she's strong. Cause when she walks away, she drags her feet alone. Just took a walk downtown. Oh, just took a walk downtown. Oh, just took a walk downtown. Don't you go alone. You never know who's there, out there, it's overgrown. When you walk into a bar, the place is a mess. Feel the loud ass music and a pain in your chest. All the smells that are coming from the back. Now who the hell is this and who the hell is that? Now I should probably leave, just wanting to drink. Well, if you keep on walking, you know what to think. We take a walk downtown. Oh. Take a walk downtown. Walk downtown. Oh, 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 walk downtown. Walk down, princess, tell me what it's like. No, it ain't pretty, not a princess. You say all the way down by the water is where I like to sit and think of nothing but the words that I write. And all of this
hurting. It hurts to see, yeah, you see them crying before they get to sleep. In the street, lots of cars, they kill out. Man, I hope one day these people make their mamas proud. I wanna go.
The Garvin Brothers, and you just heard Walk Downtown.
Now, I'm hearing a lot of kind of Kingston references on that song. Like, there's a line, take a walk down Princess Street. So it's very local, and I'm sensing that, like, staying local and having those local connections is important for you guys and your music.
I like the idea of having a home base and, like, having this, like, kind of point where everyone knows us, and you know, you think of like the Hip and like the Glorious Sons, like they're known for being the Kingston Boys, and like I love that idea. But then to be able to just like go to other places and leave that our mark here in Kingston would be so sick. And yeah.
And I mean, you were talking about people knowing you guys. When you were talking about, you know, what the song is about like sort of sketchy characters you'll run into as you walk downtown,
yeah.
It just occurred to me that I think it was Third Time's a Charm. When they came in to do their session, while they were kind of setting up and tearing down, they were talking a bit about that song. So it's like, you know, people in the community, in the Kingston music scene, know you guys. So I was just wondering, what's your experience of the Kingston music scene been?
Honestly, it's great. It's and I say that because it's all kind of already there and ready for anybody that wants to get into music. And I have friends that are like, how do you do this? Like, how do you start a band? How do you like get booked? How do you? And I always just say, like, just start. Like, you gotta play before people can hear you. So in order for people to hear you, you have to play. And no, whether that's on the corner by Market Square busking or going to an open mic or doing anything, that's how you get people to hear you, and that's how you get booked to play bars and play around Kingston. And I love the Kingston music scene because it's so easy for people to hear you because so many people love music.
That's definitely true. And, you know, once you start doing stuff and you start getting noticed around town, sometimes you end up opening for the Glorious Sons.
Yeah.
Tell me about that show.
It was a dream come true. It was a really cool experience. Those guys are great dudes. And yeah, I mean, it was nice to expand our audience a bit. We've played some stuff out in Belleville, but it was nice to go even further out to Tweed. And yeah, I mean, it kind of felt like we were in the sticks a little bit, but it was really fun. It's a really different experience. Yeah. I had been out. We had seen the Glorious Sons play the Big Ticket Small Town. What, like
2018.
In 2018 when I was in grade 6, and yeah, and then we you know, 6 years later we opened for them. 6 years, yeah, something like that. Yeah. So we opened for them, and it was such a good experience.
Musician, not mathematician.
That's right.
And really quickly, how did that come about to be? Because I know you guys like took part in a little contest. Just tell us about that really quickly.
Yeah. There was a contest, and basically it was a vote, and whoever got the most votes got to open. And again, that's a good way to show the Kingston community for music is, you know, we put up posters around, we posted all over social media, and you know, the true people that have stuck with us and helped so much. And yeah, I mean, we wouldn't have been able to do it without all the support from everybody. So we love everyone for that so much. It was such an opportunity. And yeah.
And now we're coming to a point where, you know, you've got all this momentum going. You're recording and thinking about releasing your first EP.
Yes, yes. For sure. Yeah, that's going to be coming. I don't know if it'll be out by the time, you know, this airs or whatnot.
It's good to give people something to look forward to as well.
For sure. But there's something coming soon, an EP coming soon, and it's something for you guys to look forward to.
Do we have any details, thoughts about names, timings?
We have some floating around. I think we're going to call it Brotherhood.
I feel like that fits for you guys because, like, the concept of, like, you know, family and relations mm-hmm. is a big part of you guys as a band.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Just sticking together and, yeah.
Okay. And the second song you're going to play us, also one off the EP.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, tell us about it.
Yeah, yeah. Which one's the second one? Stone City Psycho? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
we're about to play Stone City Psycho.
Stone City Psycho. Yeah, that song is it's a crazy song.
Literally.
I wrote that song about someone who, you know, was crazy, and you know, I would consider them a psycho, and
so like a very
and
toxic
what is
person
what is music if not hyperbole? No, let's go.
It's a bit out of our style, but then it kind of has those elements that bring it back into our style, and it gives off some punky, like punchy vibes. And yeah, I don't know. I wrote that song. It was originally just me and my acoustic guitar in my basement, and I went upstairs and I said to Sean, "I have a cool idea for a song. I need you to help me come up with a guitar riff." And so he just started noodling around on the guitar, and it kind of just came about. But it's I called it Stone City Psycho because it just I don't know. I was thinking of a song name, or I was thinking of like a line, or of anything that had something to do with like a crazy person. And
from Kingston.
and I just kind of got creative with it, and you know, Stone City is Kingston, and then Psycho. So
once again with the local connections. Well, exactly. Let's listen to it right
local,
now.
Just like the other song.
Mm-hmm. Govern Brothers. Just keeping it local here on CFRC.
Trust.
Psycho.
Once again, we're the Garvin Brothers, and you just heard Stone City Psycho.
We're back on CFSU Live Sessions. We're having a little chat with Garvin Brothers, who are also playing us some tracks in session. And you guys have recorded a lot of these tracks for your debut EP, which we're going to be... Well, we'll find out about it as time goes on, I'm sure. But you recorded these at the Bathhouse, didn't you?
Yeah, it was...
That's always an experience.
Yeah, it was... I don't even know how it happened. It was a couple emails with Gord St. Clair and... next thing you know, we were out at the Bathhouse recording. You know, Niles out there is a wizard. He worked his magic. It made us sound good. I mean, the experience there is ridiculous. You walk in and it's
historic.
You just feel something when you walk in. Like, it's a nice place. It's the billiards room. I don't know if you've ever spent. I don't know if you've ever been in the Bathhouse, but the billiards room. I would spend every second of every day there. So yeah, it's a cool spot. We stayed there for 2 days, and yeah, it was overnight.
Two
and a bit, yeah. But we recorded 5 songs. So there is another hint. We have a 5-song EP. We recorded 5 songs there in 2 days.
Okay, amazing. So you got the full experience of the Bathhouse. I don't think anyone who's recorded there has not come on here and said, oh my gosh, Niles is such an incredible engineer.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's great. Consistent with what everybody says about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, first EP, first proper releases, it's a very exciting time for you guys.
We're just kind of figuring out as we go. That's music.
The kind of tricky thing for you guys is that, you know, some of you are in high school, some of you are starting university, some of you are leaving Kingston. So what's happening to the band as we go into the fall?
I think we're gonna go on a little bit of a break.
We're not breaking up.
We're gonna over the past year in general, we've been playing nonstop at all the bars, and I think to give it a few months of just rest would be great. Yeah, we're gonna come back stronger than ever.
You've been a hardworking band this year.
Yeah, for sure. It's been, but it's been really fun. I can't complain.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
It'll take some time to get settled into school and stuff, right? I'm going into first year. I don't know what it's going to be like yet, so we'll see how it goes. He's going into second year. He's a little more used to it, but yeah. And then it'll kind of raise some tension as well. People will want to maybe, hopefully, we'll
you're going to get pushed by
us,
other bands.
Like, maybe people are sick of us by now because we've been playing every weekend, but
fondness makes the heart, distance makes the heart fonder. So when you come back,
exactly,
people are
going to
be
so
ready for you guys.
Be ready.
So where can people keep up with you guys? I'm sure they'll want to know when you're back, when you're playing shows again.
All of our social media, you can keep up on there. We try to post frequently, but I'm not going to lie, we don't have management yet.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's all DIY.
We're doing it ourselves. And I mean, that's music. It's figure it out. You know, you do it as you go. And we're all kind of figuring it out. But we run the accounts ourselves, and it gets tricky sometimes. But hopefully one day that'll change. I hate social media. We have a website, GarvinBrothers.com. But
it's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress.
It's coming along.
Yeah.
Also DIY.
Also DIY, yeah. But we have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, I think even Twitter. But so you can follow us on everything, and you'll be up to date.
We're gonna go out with one last song from the EP. Thanks so much for joining us in session today, Garvin Brothers.
Thank you.
What's the last song?
So this last song is titled Until We Meet Again, and it's a very meaningful song to me, and you know, I think most of the band. And I wrote this song. It's about losing someone you love. I lost a couple important people in my life, and you know, I wrote it as a tribute to them. But anybody can take it and listen to it as you know, a healing. It sucks. Losing someone you love is the worst, and you know, if you're going to have anything to blame, don't blame yourself. Don't blame anything but what they died from. And that's what it's about. It's a sad song, but I hope you like it.
But we're taking some hope from it, and we're going out with one last track. Thanks so much for joining us, guys. Hope everyone watching and listening to this enjoyed. Meow!
So thanks for having us.
Disease.
better man for me. I bring the disease. When I saw you go, went so slow. Sometimes, why can't you show up to me? Said I thank you for being my friend. Yes, I thank you for being my friend. Wanna thank you for being my friend. Why do we be together? Wanna thank you for being my friend. Why do we be? Thank you for being my friend until we meet again. Wanna thank you for being my friend. Wanna thank you for being my friend until we meet again. Yes, I thank you for being my friend. Until we meet again. Until we meet again. Yes, I thank you for being my friend. Until we meet again.
This is Denver from Desaparecidos, and you're listening to CFRC, Campus and Community Radio, Queens University.
Hello, you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown, brought to you in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Single Thread Theatre. They're running PXR 2026 this February, an exciting conference where live art meets extended reality. Get your tickets now. Learn more via Single Thread Theatre on Instagram. I'm Dinah Jansen. Each week, this program features smoking hot local singles released this year right here in Kingston, Ontario, that have been featured in the weekly Release Radar series alongside occasional interviews, just like today. Local artists can get in on the action with social media promotion and airplay on our airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In today's program, we're featuring a lovely chat with local indie punk rocker Anna Robertson of 47 Teeth about the band and their newly released sophomore album, Fakers. Let's jump right on it. Anna, welcome to CFRC. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Really excited to have you here and really excited about your new album, too, with the whole band. I would love it if you could tell us a little bit about 47 Teeth as a band and who's in the band and who's playing what. Tell us more about 47 Teeth.
Sure. Yeah, we've been a band for about 11 years, if you can believe it. And it's me. I am the vocalist and guitarist, and Dee Prescott is the bass player and vocalist, and then Jesse Aylesworth is the drummer.
Fantastic. And how did you all meet and decide to create music together?
Yeah, Jesse and I have known each other for almost our whole lives. Our moms are best friends.
Aww.
So we never played music together until, I guess it was my 30s or so. We ended up at shows together and realized we had similar taste in music and just kind of pushed to jam. And then the jam was awesome. We both brought friends in and kind of started from there.
Amazing. And so I've seen descriptions of 47 Teeth as being a little bit of indie, a little bit of emo, punk, and something called Bumble Punk.
Bumble Punk. That's awesome.
That's what Kingston Live refers to your band as, Bumble Punk.
Nice. So,
I'm not sure what it means. I'd love to hear your perspective. So with these descriptions in mind, including emo, which is written right on your website, how would you describe 47 Teeth as an act and its overall vision and sound for folks who might be new to your music?
Yes, tough. We've pondered on this for a long time. I find genres hard these days. I mean, we have a lot of different influences, like Midwest emo is huge, Riot Girl, like 90s punk, pop punk, skate punk, like all of that is stuff we grew up listening to. So that's there. What it comes out as, I think, is kind of a mix of this like pop punk influenced indie rock. We've also toyed with the term alt pop. I don't know, it's hard.
So maybe that's what Bumble Punk means.
Exactly. Bumble Punk is, this is the first time I've heard that one, so I'll have to Google that.
So if we look it up on Google and it says Bumble Punk, your name comes up first, perhaps. We'll have to check that out. Thanks so much. All right, Anna. So you guys have been together for a while, like 11 years, you said. Yeah. I wonder if you can share with us how the band has evolved from, I understand you had a pre-pandemic EP called Emotional Support, and then you had an album called Apologies released mid-pandemic, your first full length. That came out in 2022. Tell us about the evolution of the band from EP to mid-pandemic full length until now with your new sophomore album.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. We have gone through a couple of transitions. So Dee and I have played together. We had an acoustic duo called Little Tiny Hearts and have known each other for years and years and years. And once we started playing with 47 Teeth, it was a four piece. So Jesse's friend Joe was the bass player. And that was that first EP kind of era. And we kind of wanted to make a go of it. So we all moved to Toronto. Our bass player decided to leave at that point, and we got a new bass player, Matt Wu. So we were a four piece for a while, and then our lives just kind of took different directions and all ended up back in Kingston a year or two later. And we were sort of wanting to play, and we didn't know if we wanted to spend the time looking for a bass player. And we all just got along so well as a trio that Dee decided to switch to bass. So I think like during those pandemic years, that was us trying to find our sound as a three piece, and Dee kind of getting comfortable figuring out her role as a bass player. And then that's kind of where Apologies came from. And then I think this latest record is us like more settled in our sound. Like, we've kind of figured out what we want to sound like and what we want to produce, and I'm pretty proud of this new record.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations to you and the whole band on the new release. So that new album is called Faker. Tell us the story of the album and what story does the album tell overall?
Yeah, it's more so Apologies was kind of like looking back at our past. You know, it was a pandemic. We weren't really doing a whole lot. So we were kind of pulling out stories from our past. And then this one is kind of more topical, like just things we've been going through. Like Fakers is related to the last song, Faker's Gonna Fake, which is like a breakup song. And I think it's just sort of like an emotional release album. There's songs about like anxiety and things that we've been struggling with. It's I think that's where the emo side of things comes. Like a lot of it is that like release.
And now I'd love to hear about some of the individual songs, like your lead single, Portland Flower, which came out late last year. But there's also other great tracks on there. I particularly loved Radio and Dogs in the Park. Tell us about the lead single, Portland Flower, first.
Sure. That one was an interesting one because we started it as a four piece. That was one that we had toyed with for years and just never really worked. And then for whatever reason, in the last couple of years, we picked it back up again and finally were able to finish it. So that one was like a relationship of mine that I was leaving back in like 9 years ago. and just like reconnecting with those same feelings, not really knowing like which direction to take and if you're making the right decision and that kind of thing. Radio is about like a person from my past that I kept like connecting with and then separating from and connecting with and like figuring out what that means. Dogs in the Park is another breakup song in referring to Dee's relationship. So yeah, a lot of interpersonal topics.
Yeah. Fantastic. So with the many tracks on the album, which one is the one that you're like, oh, I can't wait to get on stage and play this one. It's my favorite. Do you have, all of them are fantastic. Do you have one that just like really excites you most?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, Get Effed. I don't know if I can say that word on the radio, but that is my personal favorite to play. That one is about anxiety. And I think like, it's very, it feels good to let those feelings out when I play that one.
Amazing. Well, I don't know if we could play that one, given that we might have to bleep out quite a lot.
Right.
Because this is a midday family friendly show.
But, exactly.
But folks who want to be able to listen can definitely check it out on various streaming platforms. Now, also, I understand that 47 Teeth also just had a launch party for the album at Broom Factory. How did that go?
It was awesome. I love the Broom Factory. Like, Mark and Moira are amazing. And it was just such a good, like, community feel. It was a crazy snowstorm and we still had a ton of people come out, which I like just so appreciate. And Dee has another band with Moira and Megan Hamilton and Ange, and it was their first show. It was the drummer's first show ever. So it was just like this like lovely supportive community, and the second band Doing Okay are an amazing local band too. So yeah, it had good vibes.
Amazing. And I'm glad people showed up in the midst of a snowstorm for it too. And now, how can people learn more about 47 Teeth and keep up with the latest show dates and maybe other singles and things that come out and maybe mini tours, things like that?
Yeah, for sure. We do have a website, but it's not very updated. I'd say Instagram or Facebook are your go-tos. Instagram, I think, is the most active for sure.
Awesome. Thank you. And now before we close, I'm also aware that you and Dee Prescott have a show called All the Feels on CJAI-FM Amherst Island Radio, our besties in the whole universe.
Yay.
Tell us about this amazing radio show that you've got airing over at CJAI.
Yeah, it's so fun. Love the CJAI folks. We actually did an interview and in studio session with Shannon on Sonic Objection, her show there. And while we were doing it, Dee and I were sort of looking at each other being like, we could do this. And then we talked to Eric, the station manager there, and he was all for it. So within a couple of weeks, we had our own show. And in May, that'll be a year of us doing that. So it's every Sunday at 4 p.m.
Amazing. Well, fantastic. It's great that you're talking about awesome stuff that you love about music and local music and your band and your journey on this show called All the Feels. Well, thank you so much, Anna, for joining us here on CFRC and chatting about the new album. And we're going to spin a few songs in just a few moments from it. And all the very best. Congratulations on the new album. We really do appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so lovely.
And thanks so much, Diana, for joining us here on the Release Radar Rundown to chat with us about the new album. Let's give some songs from this album a spin right now. Coming up, we're going to listen to the lead single Portland Flower, followed by Dogs in the Park and Radio, Dealer's Choice and Punk Girl from the 9-track emo indie full-length that's hella focused, raw and confident in its overall sound, while leaving some room for both melody and restraint. Local lives here on CFRC 101.9 FM, and I'm so excited to share all this new greatness with you. So Queens and Kingston, time to put in your mouth guards, jump up and jump around, and have some great fun with this fantastic set. Let's go.
I'm gonna embarrass my damn self. Sunday.
And welcome back. And thanks again to Anna Robertson of 47 Teeth for chatting with us today about the band's brand new album, Fakers. Be sure to give the band a follow at 47 Teeth on Instagram to keep up with the latest developments and show announcements. Before signing off, today's intro and outro, Bed, is an older single released by the band in 2017 on their EP Emotional Support called As a Spy. And just a reminder before we sign off that local musicians who want their new work amplified on social media and aired on CFRC can complete the release radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. And don't forget to follow CFRC at CFRC Music on Instagram as well. For now, we're going to end our show with another track from 47 Teeth called 211 off their fantastic new album, Fakers. Thanks for tuning in to the Release Radar Rundown, developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by our friends at Single Thread Theater. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next time.